song and an album also in a collection. Taylor Dane, Elton John, and The Original Sins is an American punk band. So,
well, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay. So, we're talking about The Shadow. You got to lead it. Go with it. You're in charge. From 1994, Alec Baldwin, Tim Curry, who had a much smaller role than I expected, but I guess that makes sense.
He was just a guy.
He was just a guy, just played the bad guy, go-to.
Penelope Ann Miller.
Yeah.
Looking saucy as always.
Excellent angle on his face at one point.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Blush,
the crazy was real.
I mean, eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, good design in some spots, good lighting in some spots, cheesy in some spots. I don't know. I'm trying to think about
really
what
bad
ultimate
graphics.
Really
bad graphics.
Why are you sitting
but
so
they were cool for
know.
1994, I guess.
Yeah, the knife kind of held up pretty well, I think.
And that's true. Like, 94 is 2 years after Batman Returns. Mm-hmm. So, they're not, like, just trying to jump on the Batman thing. They're quite a ways behind, so.
Yeah.
That's, I mean,
it's a little campy.
It was before comic book movies had figured out what they needed to be, I think. Or, and being Batman so iconic.
Yeah, I don't think they were trying to be too serious with it, though.
No, not really. Alec Baldwin was kind of jokey.
No,
but
they were
all
kind of
film
jokey.
Noir,
yeah.
But it was dark.
It was dark.
In places. I remember liking that.
Funny.
I remember that part, because I saw this movie, you know, like over 20 years ago when it first came out. And I remember finding that, like, he's all long-haired and having people killed and stuff. Which they didn't really get into. I think that's the problem. Like, this is, like, we watched Kingsman recently. Mm. And, like,
y'all
if they could do an R-rated version of The Shadow, like, with today's mentality about comic book movies, then it might be pretty good. I'm going to officially put it out there.
Backstory.
This is one they should try to remake.
That would actually be a really interesting movie.
For the style and everything, yeah.
He'd be The Shadow.
It would be.
Who would be The Shadow?
I don't know. You know who I think would be good? You guys tell me. Carl Urban.
Yes, I'm in.
Okay. A little bit McCoy, a little bit Judge Dredd. Right?
McCoy, yes. Yes, good old Bones.
Yeah, Bones. A little bit Bones, a little bit Dredd. I like it.
A little bit of a Pathfinder, maybe?
A little Pathfinder, why not? Throw that in
there. Yeah, Carl, yeah, he's...
So we've decided on the remakes. This is directed by Russell Mulcahy, Australian guy who did Highlander, and he throws his Highlander callback at the end with all the glass exploding.
Trying to figure out what that was. Okay.
That's actually probably the same shot. They just took out all the lightning.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was like a dingy.
I understand.
It was
the yelling and the.
It was a warehouse. In
yeah. I get it.
Yeah, because the Highlanders.
I didn't realize that was the same person.
Same director, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Highlander's one we should take a pass at here sometime.
Hell yeah.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen it?
Oh my goodness.
The Queen
those
soundtrack?
Are, those are other.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
There's two great Queen songs that I can think of. Is it only two?
No, they wrote a song.
They did the score of Highlander. Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
That is really cool, yeah.
No, this used to be my favorite movie when I was a kid, The Shadow.
The Shadow?
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome.
But it's totally cheeseball now.
It's cheese, but it's still fun.
Yeah,
like,
it's
fun
like
cheese.
I have a soft spot for it, but there are things that just don't hold up. And other things that are really funny, like really sassy.
I'm trying to think about the appeal to somebody who's younger, though, because there's a lot of cool stuff that, like, I appreciate now, like the look and the sconces and things like that.
Oh, yeah, the lamps.
The lamps are great. A lot
wood.
Of good lamps.
Daniel and I really
the
like
drapes,
the wardrobe. Mm-hmm, all
the
dresses.
Sets are
yeah, the chef,
really
the sets
beautiful.
Were really nice.
But it's kind of action week, to be honest.
It is really action week.
And the conflict, the conflict could be interesting, but I think the resolution, I think the third act is kind of muddled, and that's I don't know, that might be the biggest problem with why it wasn't as popular.
It was all about the couture in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole, really, his biggest hurdle is this dude who just wants to be his buddy. Hang out with me. He's like, no, I don't like you. You're Chinese.
Well, and evil.
Right.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was actually kind of cool. No, but I don't think he didn't want to be buddy. He wanted to be
He wanted to be buddies in the way, like, and I'll use a DS9 reference for you, in the way that Benjamin and Ducat were buddies, you know?
But then, I mean, in the end, they turned out really good friends.
Yeah, right, they both fell into that volcano together.
That's right.
Okay, anyway.
And then he went crazy.
Yeah.
And then he became a prophet.
Uh-huh.
And then he became a false prophet.
Right.
And then he really went crazy.
And then they fell into that volcano.
Yeah. Well,
right. So, no, it was one of those, like, dueling antagonist things. Which is, like I said, that was where it could have been good, because you had all this dark side stuff with Alec Baldwin's character. It feels like, I mean, David Kep is the only one solely responsible for the screenplay, I'm sure. I don't know what that amounts to. Kep's written some good stuff. He's written some kind of hokey stuff. He's kind of a hack. I mean, I just don't know if the studio was just like, no, you know what, you're making him too unlikable. So, but they split the difference in a weird way. You know, like, the stuff at the beginning for his character, and then they hint at stuff, like, about him, like, being, like, a warlord, murdering people and stuff.
There needed to be more of that.
Well, like I said, yeah, if you did the R-rated, like, just anti-hero.
Yeah, the nitty-gritty.
The full embrace of the anti-hero thing, I think, would have been better in this case. I'm not as pro-anti-hero as most people these days.
It also would have made Margot Lane a total creeper, because she saw, like, into his evil.
That,
still like,
did she actually see it, though? Because then when they came out of his dream, she was like, whatever you did in your past.
No, she totally straight
it's
up
the
that.
Past.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure how. So I was like, okay, did she see his past? Or is she just like saying, like, I know that you were dreaming about your past, so.
No,
it's cool.
I want to point out once again that, so the movie takes place 7 years after he was rehabilitated, correct?
Yeah.
Or well, after he started being rehabilitated.
Yeah.
So he was a warlord 7 years before that, and so he was probably mid-30s. It looks like
possibly
maybe
mid-30s.
He has an uncle who's like 60 something.
Because
so he's like
Jonathan Winters.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say so. Let's say he's mid-30s, which means so by 28 he was a well-established warlord, which means that he got like he enlisted in the army, shipped off, and then just immediately turned into a warlord.
I think it's more like they didn't. And that's the thing is they don't really get into a lot of that. I think it's more just like he was rich. He gallivanted about, he loved his opium, and then just started to kind of be like, you know, collecting pieces. Like, he was almost more like a mafioso, almost.
Definitely.
Like he'd be the guy that got sent over there. And, well, now I'm just writing the remake, but, you know.
As you should.
It's like, you know, he gets sent by some bigwig, like a Capone or something, and said, we need to get this H thing lined up good.
Well, yeah. They even have a double flashback where he's wearing Chinese armor.
Right, yeah.
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 Exactly.
Double flashback. That's how you do it.
The double flashback is good. I like the flash forward inside of the flashback.
Can you do that?
I think you can try. They might have did that. Might have been a whole season of Lost, so who knows?
Probably.
Is that Re-Inception?
The Re-Inception.
Yeah, I don't know. That movie is. The Shadow is silly. It's missing a lot of things.
It's a good flick, though.
Yeah,
it's fun, but it's very... You can't take it serious.
No.
I mean, you could take it serious if you wanted to, but I wouldn't.
I'm glad I saw it again.
I feel like I have a history with a lot of movies, but it's all really, like, superficial and not very serious.
But that's what most movies should be, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get all crazy with, like, the director did this and this guy did that. And remembering names, but yeah. Movie was really fun when I was growing up and I loved it, and now I'm like, oh, that's too bad. didn't really hold up the way I thought it would.
It looks pretty good on Blu-ray, though.
Yeah, I know, it still looks pretty solid.
It's 20 goddamn years old and it still looks fairly passable.
And I'll say this, they're trying some stuff with the effects, and for the most part, I don't think that their reach exceeded their grasp too badly.
No.
You know, it kind of works for the most part. I didn't. Yeah. It's you know, it's not like in the realm of a Sci-Fi Channel movie with the CG or anything.
No. Oh my god.
And I mean, like, just getting into some things that are maybe a little better. I like the idea of the invisible building.
Yeah.
Or the whole city. Like, that's kind of a cool idea. Like, and a reveal for like the opening of the third act or like the or whatever. But
it's an invisibuild.
Yeah. There's some cool memorable stuff. I forget this must have came out probably after Dick Tracy, right?
Yeah.
Which is another kind of throwback. I think they were all aping Batman with its kind of art deco, like neo noir.
This one was almost like more romantic in like a creepier way.
Yeah, Dick Tracy was rough.
Yeah. With Pacino?
Oof.
This is like, oh, I'm psychic and I can read your mind and I love you.
I wanted more of that relationship. Yeah, it was so silly and fun. I was like, oh, I want to see you guys do more of that psychic bag babble
stuff. Yeah, that would have been good too.
They had a good rapport too. That was almost the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
Them just riffing off each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to help save the day too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. It's progressive, you know? Good. They're like, let's let the dame do something important for a while, for once. She actually saved him, and then she saved the city.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, all he did was break some glass and try to murder
someone. She really saved the day, actually. That movie's about her.
The real hero. Yeah. Maybe that's why you liked it. Because you were like, look, it's
Margot Lane. Not only did she look hella fly, but she saved the day.
She looked hella fly and saved the day. That's all that matters. This is like a precursor to a Lara Croft movie or something. I don't know, whatever.
But she still let the man have the credit. Like, oh, you did good, honey.
You were talking
her
about
hair,
that
magnificently stayed pretty
stunning
coiffed
the entire time.
I don't care for that hairstyle. Yeah. I don't like the waffle.
Oh, you don't like the finger waves?
The waffled hair thing.
Like finger waves?
Finger waves.
It reminds me of breakfast.
Yeah,
too much.
Bacon head?
Yeah. Okay, maybe.
Well, don't worry.
But my opinion doesn't really matter in this respect, so it's fine.
I like that dress.
Which one?
Side boob white dress.
The white dress? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first white dress was silky.
Green dress was pretty great, too.
It was white.
Like it was a very shiny, silky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the first one is the one, and I'm saying this with air quotes, the one with the clever neckline.
Yeah, the quote clever neckline.
And the other one was like the bedazzled green.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, super low back.
Actually, no, that was was that the second one? Yeah,
that was the second one.
And the third one was the black one.
Aunt Rose's dress. Oh. She kept her figure.
Uh-huh. But her cleavage was still showing.
And the fourth dress was just his bathrobe.
So she wore his bathrobe a lot in that, actually.
She wore the shit out of that bathrobe, too.
She looked great.
It was a tattered bathrobe.
It was more of like a... It was like a cross between a smoking jacket and a bathrobe, so like a smoking robe.
Matt's looking like the brawny guy.
Jacket.
He's like, I can only listen to women talk about coats so much longer. Yeah. I gotta go chop a tree down. Okay.
I think we all need to chop a tree down, actually.
Yeah.
If I were to rate that movie, so I'm gonna give it two ratings.
You
need
two?
If I were to rate that movie as a child, out of 5, I probably would have given that a 12.
Oh, wow.
I said earlier, because I fucking loved it so hard. Boners for everyone. And then now, as an adult, no one gets a boner, and I give it a 3.
That's a great rating.
3 out of 5? Yeah, that's a pretty solid one.
3 out of 5.
I can't believe
and
you
no
3 out of 5 boners.
It's good. 3.
It's just like, it's silly. I think I loved that movie so hard as a kid.
I was gonna rate like a 3.5.
You were, or you are? It's your turn.
I just can't believe I like it. I like it more than
you
do. I think it's a fantastic background movie.
Yes,
it ended up being that.
Yeah, it was kind of yeah.
We have to remember that it's like we get together, we have a good time with our movies, and so it's like if you haven't seen this and it's actually good. Not always the best idea. We just pick movies that we've all seen enough that we enjoy, you know? We can watch Willow, and Willow, we can all quote along to Willow, you know?
I'm sorry,
I've only seen it once.
What's the movie you're talking about?
Willow.
Don't you mean Willow? Willow.
So what'd you think?
I'll give it a 3.5.
Wow, 3.5, same as Tyler?
It was fun. Yeah, I had a lot of fun watching this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Context is important. If we were sick, and
as like you said, as a background movie, because I really didn't follow it very well, but I had fun watching it the whole time, and I didn't have any problems with it really.
And
it
I feel like its flaw as a like straight good movie is why it's a success as a background, because you're like, wait, what's that? Oh yeah, right, they're just moving forward. Oh, there's a secret building. Great, right? So why they're going there? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's really just like a succession of vignettes almost. There's not like a really solid, well structured plot with like meaningful real moments. You can kind of glean a lot of it just from like seeing it.
Yeah.
And it is very visually rich and enticing, so if you get that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're right. Yeah. Perfect background.
It hit a sweet spot. There are good movies that are bad background movies, and then there are bad movies that are also terrible background movies. So it happened. It works.
Yeah. You don't want the bad, terrible background.
No. Like Running Man. Matt and I were watching Running Man the other day. That is an awful background movie because every time you start to watch it again, it just feels depressing.
The Running Man?
Yeah, The Running Man.
With Buzzsaw? One where Buzzsaw Spa has to split? Mm-hmm. Buzz Spa? That would be a better one. Remake.
You had to split.
You had to go get a peel. Buzz Spa. What happened to Buzz Spa? Buzz Spa.
That is a much better line.
Yeah. You had to go get a peel because he's Buzz Spa.
It's good.
It's also a terrible spa.
Yeah,
it's not great. No one ever wants to go to the Buzz Spa.
That's it. What does he tell Killian? He's like, I'll be back. And then Killian's like, only in a rerun. Uh-huh. I love me some Running Man. But you're right. I don't know. I feel like if you're engaged and enjoying it, it's like a Commando kind of thing. No. Schwarzenegger movies, they're not background. You participate.
No, there aren't. I think Commando is a good background movie. Like, it was funny that you just happened to mention that because I was thinking, like, what is a good background Schwarzenegger movie? I think Commando is fantastic.
Well, I mean, it's not a coincidence. I mean, like, it's been 5 minutes, so I'm going to mention Commando.
Yeah, fair enough. It's one of those ones where you walk outside, you come back, and he's, you know, like, going through, like, he's punching someone in the airport, impaling someone again.
Yeah, right, yeah.
She's just like...
going...
really funny.
Ah, Commando.
Yeah, that was
fantastic. Eases the pay. Claire, where do you land on this one?
Yeah, I was going to give it a 3.5 also. It was fun.
I'm rating my favorite movie super low.
Oh my god, you rated it a 3! Whatever.
That's been a long week.
No, it's...
don't feel so bad.
I feel like that's pretty solid. That's a good... Yeah. I had fun watching it. I enjoyed watching it.
Give it a 5 for the banter that we gave it the whole time.
Yeah.
Once again, we should just record the banter. We should start a banter podcast.
Yeah, we should record the banter.
Just the banter. Of course, then we all have to get, like, headsets to watch the movie or whatever.
Ooh,
yeah. It'd be like one of those silent party things where everyone would just get wireless
headsets. Yeah, silent
headsets
disco, yeah.
Put the movie
silent
on.
Silent movie.
And then it would just be a dinner party, like cocktail party thing, where everyone's just listening to the movie and it's a background movie, and then you record everybody with wireless mics, and then it's like a Robert Altman thing, and you like mix them together so like three conversations happening at once. It'd be like the beginning of The Player.
Had to learn ASL.
Anyway, so that's the next podcast I'm going to do. If you guys can stick with me, those that are listening, all 7 of you, whatever. Guys, tell your friends, and then it will be like 28.
Ooh.
Excellent. So 3.5 from Claire. What?
Everyone has 4 friends.
Yeah. Why not? It's the 4 same friends.
My friends are here right now, so.
Aww.
I'm just kidding.
Aww.
A few more friends.
Yeah, that was a dual aw. That was like an aw, I feel bad, but aw, I feel good.
Aww. Sweet.
Back and forth. I think. I'm gonna have to land with a soft 3 on this.
A soft.
I'm with you on it. Yeah, because it looks good. I think part of the problem, I was expecting to like it more. I couldn't help myself because I've been so long since I've seen it. I'm like, I think, is this just one of those ones that people just decided not to like because it was hip, you know, like some things are, and then you see it, and you're like, why did everybody just like this? And I'm like, it's just kind of lackluster in terms of the story and the plot. Mm-hmm. And they're still figuring out what they're doing, and it's hard to read how Alec Baldwin's performance is a little tricky to read too. Like, he does do some funny stuff, but he's kind of hammy too, and it's like, what are you doing? Like, are you playing it like you think you're too good for the character, or are you doing that like, no, we're having fun. It's a big showy movie that we're doing. So yeah. I wasn't quite sure with that. Still, it was a good cast. It, like I said, it looks really good. It's competently made. I could have done with more club music, you know, that kind of stuff, that setting and stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
That could have been on the soundtrack, too.
Yeah, like I said, it should have been on the soundtrack.
It's not.
Yeah, that Taylor Dane song made
that's
no sense at the end.
Bullshit.
Nope. It's like a modern 90s pop. Like, they were just trying too hard to market this thing in too many different ways, in too many different directions.
Yeah.
They didn't have the marketing machine for comic book movies that they have now,
mm-mm,
where they understand how to incorporate all these things. And you said there was a pinball game, and there was a video game.
Pinball game looked cool from the pictures I saw, but
pinball
the video game
cool.
Looked like... bullshit.
The video game was made, it looks like it was made over a weekend.
Oh my god, yeah.
they just like took the skin off the original Batman.
Yeah, they just put it on. Yep.